Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped insight, about understanding the gift of prophecy, God revealing himself to us. He does so through his word, through his spirit, through his presence in our brothers and sisters in Christ. So each weekday morning, we've been talking about a different aspect of how discernment, how insight benefits us when we seek that insight and that discernment from God. And this morning, we're going to focus in on insight that leads to instruction, to be wise, to be understanding. Proverbs 16, verse 21 says, "The wise in heart are called discerning, and pleasant words promote instruction." It's this wisdom of heart, it's this wisdom of God within us that leads us to, well, have a reputation of being discerning, of having insight. Some would say it's insight beyond our years. And how do we get that? Well, some would say, well, we get that from experience. Well, the truth is, we get it from God. Because we can have all of the experiences in the world, and yet if we don't apply them, if we don't learn from God the things that we're supposed to be learning in the midst of those experiences, they really are of little benefit. But when we're wise at heart, when our heart is in tune with God, we have insight. And this insight, this wisdom, brings us to a point of instruction. I suspect you know people that are unteachable. You may know them very well. It may actually be you at times. I know it's me at times. I fail in the insight, in the wise heart, in being open to the instruction of God through his word, through his spirit, through his people. You see, when we recognize this gift of prophecy, we begin to understand God's desire is always that we would know him on a personal level. That he would be revealed to us to the extent that we can handle it. The full revelation simply cannot take place until we've been fully transformed, we've been changed, we've been caught up in the air with him. And then our eyes behold him. What we see now dimly is through a veil. We see clearly face to face on that day. But even with the veil in place, we can see more clearly when we have an insight into what it is we're looking at. There are many variations of optical illusions that look like one thing until something different is suggested, and when we're told what it ought to look like, we're often, well, more able to see that. And the more and more that we know what God looks like, what image we ought to be seeing, the more we see it. The discernment of knowing good from evil, from right from wrong, truth from lies, it becomes complicated in a world that's designed, in a world that's filled with the influences of the enemy, the father of all lies, the master of deception. And we live in a time where it's easy to be taken advantage of. If you spend much time online at all or receive text messages or emails, you're surely, like the rest of us, bombarded with scams. People trying to pretend they're one thing, hoping that you will let down your guard so that they can gain information from you that can be used to their advantage, often financially. While the techniques are new to this era, the heart behind them is not new at all. From the very beginning, Satan comes along and says, "Did God really say that? I don't really think God's looking out for your best interest. As a matter of fact, if you align with me, I will help you become like God. You can become equal to God. Just sign here. Just do this. Just ignore what he said." And that lie has been perpetuated throughout history. And God has chosen through his Spirit, through his Word, through his Son Jesus to reveal himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And this unwrapped insight helps us to see, helps us to hear, helps us to trust. It's a God that wants our best. He's not withholding things from us that would somehow benefit us. He's withholding things that would harm us. And yet, like many children, we want them just because we can't have them. We refuse to understand that they're hurtful. And we sneak around and we get caught up in them. And we're too embarrassed or ashamed to admit that we're caught we're caught in a trap. And yet there we are. Oh, but God. God in his great love and his great mercy calls to us from the midst of the darkness. Oh, he's not in the darkness, he is light. But we're in the midst of the darkness and he calls to us. He says, "Come home. Gain wisdom. Listen to the instructions. Follow and find light." We unwrap the insight that's found in God's Word. And we gain instruction on not just on a future life of eternity in heaven, but we gain instruction on how to live today, tomorrow, next week, whatever days God gives us on this earth. The instruction is there. Will you heed it? Will you share it? Will you live it? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right. Not just right as in correct all the time, but right with you. In order to be true to the nature you created within us. A nature that reflects your image. So God, today I pray that as we unwrap the insight of your word, as your Spirit helps us, we would find the instruction that we ought to be following. We would share the instruction that we ought to be sharing. We would live the instruction that we ought to be living. Father, that we would live as those who are wise, because you have given us an insight into who you are. And through that insight, you've given us an insight into who we are. And God, may we live each day reflecting that very nature. May we live each day with a growing obedience to your instruction. May we live each day with you revealed in us. And Father, as we do so, may we continually lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.